Wednesday, February 25th, 2009, Ash Wednesday, Evening Prayers. In the single-volume Christian Prayer, Evening Prayers begin on page 256 with the Psalms and Antiphons taken from the Wednesday Evening Prayer on page 963 for week 4. Also the Canticle of Mary on page 696. In the 4-volume set, Liturgy of the Hours, we're in Volume 2, the Lenten and Easter season. The proper the season for Ash Wednesday evening prayers are on page 56. The Canticle of Mary is on page 1066. And evening prayers for Wednesday of Week 4 are on page 1564. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, how wonderful is your wisdom, so far beyond my understanding. O Lord, you search me, and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. Before ever a word is on my tongue, you know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before you besiege me, your hand ever laid upon me, too wonderful for me this knowledge, too high beyond my reach. O, where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your face? If I climb the heavens, you are there. If I lie in the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there your hand would lead me, your right hand would hold me fast. If I say, let the darkness hide me, and the light around me be night, even darkness is not dark for you, and the night is as clear as the day. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, how wonderful is your wisdom, so far beyond my understanding. I am the Lord, I search the mind, and probe the heart, I give to each one as his deeds deserve. For it was you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for all the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. Already you knew my soul, my body hid no secret from you, when I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw all my actions, they were all of them written in your book. Every one of my days was decreed before one of them came into being. To me, how mysterious your thoughts, the sum of them not to be numbered. If I count them, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal, like you. O, search me, God, and know my heart. O, test me and know my thoughts. See that I follow not the wrong path, and lead me in the path of life eternal. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You watch over heaven and earth, Lord Jesus. Your death brought light to the dead. Your resurrection gave joy to the saints. Your ascension made the angels rejoice. Your power exceeds all power. Lead us to life eternal, and watch over us with your love. May your friends be filled with honor, and join you in heaven. I am the Lord, I search the mind and probe the heart, I give to each one as his deeds deserve. Through him all things were made, he holds all creation together in himself. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share in the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Work with anxious concern to achieve your salvation. It is God who in his good will toward you begets in you any measure of desire or achievement. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward, children of God beyond reproach. The word of the Lord. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I make my prayer for mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. When you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers and to Abraham and his children forever. When you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. All glory and honor to God, for in the blood of Christ he has ratified a new and everlasting covenant with his people, and renews it in the sacrament of the altar. Let us lift our voices in prayer. Bless your people, Lord. Lord, guide the minds and hearts of peoples and all in public office. May they seek the common good. Renew the spirit of dedication in those who have left all to follow Christ. May they give clear witness to the holiness of the Church. You have made all men and women in your image. May they always uphold human dignity. Lead back to your friendship and truth all who have gone astray. Teach us how to help them. Grant that the dead may enter into your glory to praise you forever. And for our various intentions, and for the intentions of the Holy Father, we offer the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, protect us in our struggle against evil. As we begin the discipline of Lent, make this day holy by our self-denial. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.